Welcome to this week's Kicking It Java Style with Cassie. I've got a lot on my heart today. Wyatt and I, and we also had Carol and Hannah with us, and Cherie Gailey, and Ricky Misseldine, and a whole bunch of people, Uncle Jim. A lot of us were out helping a tent revival this weekend in downtown Fort Worth, and it was to outreach for the homeless, to help feed the homeless, to bring them in, to touch our veterans that are out there, especially those homeless veterans that are on the streets, and to reach the youth. And it was absolutely an amazing experience that just left you grateful for everything that you have. And it also shows you, you know, compassion, teaches you a lot of different things. And, you know, for me, I've heard, and I've been one to say, how could someone be homeless? Why don't they just get a job, or judge the situation until God gets a hold of you and gives you that compassion and shows you and opens your eyes to the fact that there's so many out there hurting, and there's so many different reasons that people are in the situations they are in. We dealt with prostitutes, we dealt with veterans, we dealt with mentally handicapped people that cannot function. You know, we dealt with all kinds of different people, and we just dealt with people that ran out of money. You know, there, you don't know somebody's situation. And sometimes we as humans can be quick to judge a situation and not see through Jesus's eyes. And there was so much that happened this weekend. We worked with a pastor from Africa. He was from Nigeria. So there was no race issues here. There was no cowboy church versus inner city church. There was no walls. And we all came together to love on people. And the song that I'm going to play for you right now is called Secret, and it is by Carol Hogner. And this song really, really touched my heart because, you know, the Bible tells us not to judge, try to get a log out of somebody, or a toothpick out of somebody's eye when we have a log in ours. So listen to this song and just let it touch you, and to remind you that each and every one of us have something that we go through and have gone through in situations that we don't want people to know about.
Everybody looks at her as if she's just the perfect girl, 'cause that's the only side that she can show. Mom and Dad could not be prouder. All they ever dreamed about is who they see in her, but don't they know? Doors, and just like that, she has to keep on finding different ways to hide what's really going on. Always acting like she's strong, but really she's just covering up her shame.
Come out.
if she's just the perfect girl.
Wow, everybody's got a secret. Everybody, each and every one of us have been in a place that we did not want others to know about it, and we didn't want to be judged. So let's not judge people. Let's just pray for them. Let's ask God, God, please give us your eyes to see this situation. Give us the wisdom to know how to pray. Give us the means to meet their need, whatever it is, Lord. Show us and get us out of ourselves and not to be looking at them in the ways that we do not want to be looked at. You know, the Bible talks about us feeding the hungry and us, you know, being basically Jesus' hands and feet. And this is one of the most powerful passages that I know. It's Matthew 25, 35 through 40. And this is in the Message. It says, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Enter you who are blessed to my father. Take what's coming to you in this kingdom. It's been ready for you since the world's foundation. And here's why. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was homeless and you gave me a room. I was shivering and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped to visit me. I was in prison and you came to me.' Those sheep are going to say, 'Master, what are you talking about? When did we ever see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you a drink? And when did we ever see you sick or in prison or come to you?' And the king will say, 'I'm telling you the solemn truth. Whenever you did one of these things to someone overlooked or ignored, that was me that you did it to.'" Can you believe that? Can you imagine that? Do you know that when we were out there this weekend loving on those homeless people, telling those veterans how much we appreciated them, that it was Jesus? Jesus Christ is in us. It's our job to show those people the same love that he showed us. And when we do that, we are in return showing Jesus how much we love him. So remember, everybody has a secret. Everybody has something that they're dealing with today. So when you're in that store and the cashier's rude to you, smile, give them some love, and give them some compassion and some mercy and some grace. I love you all. Thanks for joining in to Kick It at Java Style with Cassie. You all have a great week.